Hey guys, it's Courtney
and Lex,
and this is the episode because you already heard the intro because we already have an intro that's recorded, so we're working on it. You know what I mean? Hey girl, how you doing?
Oh, you know, just a little tipsy.
It's a little tipsy. I feel like our last few episodes have been a little tipsy.
Little capital H word.
Yeah.
Hashtag horny.
Horny.
You know, flashbacks will really get a bitch going.
And fucking do. When life was just easier and like more sexy. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I feel like my life was more sexy.
I think about like 2019 specifically.
It was
2020.
That was a good year.
Maybe we was wilding a little.
Yeah.
But like in like the safest, most fun way.
No, truly. Like, truly.
We were wilding, but we were doing it safely and we were being very fun. And we were holding each other accountable when we felt like we were going a little too far.
Thanks.
So.
Thanks. That was a good year. What were we, like 24?
Yeah.
Damn. It's so crazy
prior
to me.
Frontal lobe.
Yeah. Before the frontal lobe connected, before COVID, all that stuff.
Yeah.
It's interesting how different life feels, though, from, like, 24 to, like, 27.
Yeah.
It's only been, like, 3 or 4 years, but I feel like it's been 10, you know?
Yeah, it feels a lot different. I think my relationship with sex has changed in regards that, like, I want to have a lot of sex, but I want to have a lot of sex with people that I know. Have sex with people that I've had sex with before that I know. That I know will like prioritize my pleasure.
Yeah.
Every time.
Oh my gosh. So important.
That is like my main thing. Like sometimes I think about like, and I have dreams about like orgasms I've had in the past. And I'm like, is it time that has made orgasms feel different? Or is it like, or is it just that the orgasms feel different now? Like, what is it?
I think because our frontal lobe has connected more.
Maybe they just feel different.
Yeah. Maybe they just, like, we require a little bit more of, like, a connection.
Yeah.
I don't know. But I agree.
Yeah.
Because I was thinking, like, damn, I used to be a slut.
I think about my couples era. And, you know, my couples era was definitely, like, a, like, that's what I was seeking. Like, it was, like, are you a hot black couple with a hot black femme?
Talk about it, bitch.
Because that was, I was all the way in the let me be your unicorn bag.
Oh, you were.
For like,
that's when I met you. That's when I met you.
Yeah, that is when you met me. Mm-hmm. I literally was like, wow, couples, absolutely. You want me to be in your threesome? Count me in.
Yeah.
Yeah. All on Tinder and on her and like all these dating apps where you see like these couples that are like hot black femmes only, like things like that. Oh, I was the hot black femme that was swiping right on the couple.
Okay. So let's pretend like that red was not in the picture like they are, right?
Okay.
Do you think that you would still be in the unicorn bag where you're like, I want to fuck couples that are in love and I want to be the third and I love being like showered by affection?
I think that on occasion, possibly.
Okay.
But, like, even without Red being in the picture, my relationship with sex is different.
Yeah, for sure.
And, like, what I'm seeking sexually is also different. Because what I'm seeking sexually is something that is, like, you have to, it requires a certain level of comfort with a partner for what I'm wanting to like achieve and like the feeling I'm looking for and like the orgasm I'm looking for definitely comes from like familiarity and like comfortability with a specific partner. So
yeah. Okay.
But I feel like I also have been the bitch to be a huge advocate for fucking people that I have that I know will like satisfy me, that I have a connection with. Despite like it doesn't really matter what our past things are like and if I was in a relationship or not, an open relationship or not, like that is usually what I gravitated towards was like familiarity and comfortability of like partners that I've had that are either still sexual partners or friends and sometimes sexual partners.
Okay.
So
got you. I would agree. I think the person I was in 2019, 2020 is different because our frontal lobes have connected finally.
Yeah.
I think now I am like looking for more like substance and not even substance in the sense of like, oh, they have to love me or like they have to know me on a certain level, but more like I don't just want to fuck. Yeah. Like,
I just also want to make sure you're a good person. Yeah. Like, what are your morals and values? Yeah. I want to make sure you're not like a secret Trump supporter / police supporter.
Yeah. Like, I want to progress. So, like, if we're going to have sex, I want you to understand, like, this is the kind of sex that I want to have. And yeah. I want to, like, have, like, transformative sex. Or, like, I know I have this certain kink that I'm, like, really trying to work out. And, like, that's what I want to do. Yeah. I don't just want to, like, fuck. I don't just want to, yeah. like...
Like, cultivating a space to have, like, this kinky...
Exploration
space. I really feel that.
Yeah.
I really feel that. And, again... That's why I'm going to the sex shop today as soon as I get fucking home.
And again, I can't wait till you go to that like dom meeting that because like I love to hear about that shit. And I feel like it's been a minute. And especially since we're both, you know, we do not work at the sex store anymore.
We don't.
So like we are officially like months and years removed from that. And like
the main way that we have like our sexual fixes is usually when we come together either on or off the mic and we're talking about whatever. But like, yeah, we don't work at the sex store anymore. So
it used to be where we were just kind of like immersed in it naturally, you know, all the time. Like you would hear some crazy shit that somebody would come in looking for and you'd be like, oh, that nigga's doing that. Or like, because we would see a new toy, we would go and research it, or we would get the new toy and we would be able to try it out with whoever. It's just like, I've been thinking about that a lot lately about like, how crazy it is that when we started the podcast, we were both working at this sex store and like immersed in the sexual experience every day. Like meaning like every day we were thinking about sex in some form. And now it's more of like we have to actively like invite it in or like bring that shit to us. Yeah. It's so interesting.
Because I have like a lot of like, you know, kind of like what our pleasure moment is today. Like I have a lot of like sexual dreams. I do have a lot of like wet dreams and things like that. And sometimes my wet dreams are flashbacks, but like in extreme detail. So like that I think is one thing that I struggle with a lot is my flashbacks being in extreme detail, because sometimes it's a flashback for someone who is still in my life, or it's a flashback with someone who is not in my life anymore. And there's like no like
possible way.
There's no like in any timeline that it would ever come up that maybe that would be a thing. But like, yeah, like it is insane. And it's crazier because like it's not like I'm not being sexually satisfied, because Red really be doing that shit.
Doing what really they do.
Doing that shit. Yo, I got my ass ate like nobody's business the other day. And I was like, oh my God.
Not your ass ate. Really?
This is what them gay niggas be talking about.
Okay.
When them gay niggas be talking about getting their ass ate and people look at them and they're like, I don't understand. In that moment, I was like,
I have had my ass ate, right?
Yeah.
But like, I think I haven't been able to get over that it was my ass eaten. And so like,
that is something that you've been struggling with.
So I want to know, like, when you were getting your ass ate, like, what was the, why did it feel so good? Was it like, oh, I'm getting, like, did it feel like when you get your pussy ate?
So, like, I had just taken a shower and, like, fresh out the shower.
That's the best time to do it. Straight to the bed. Everybody's confident.
Exactly. So I gotten into the bed and, like, I just also know that my partner is, like, loves my ass.
Yeah.
Like
who doesn't?
Yeah. In all of its entirety. As whole, as cheeks, under ass, like all of it. Like they love it. So I do love that as well. But I think it's like literally like I think it's one, the feeling of whatever they were doing. Cause they were doing like this tongue thing plus this like suck thing. And I was like, oh my God, what are you doing back there? It feels so good. And they were also like kind of like squeezing and moving my actual ass.
Like massaging it. Yeah, but like,
so there was that. And then I also think like the whole like just general like their excitement to be doing it also fueled like how turned on I was.
And that's such a big part of it. Like that is such a big part of it for me.
Yeah.
I will love it 10 times more if you act like you are just like involved in it. Like you, like there's nothing else you'd rather be doing.
Yeah.
Even if you never got touched, you want to be down there? Ugh.
Again, God. You know, I say all the time, I'm like the biggest munch. If munch was a definition and they put somebody's picture next to it, it would be me. Absolutely.
So did it feel like when, did you come from it?
No, I didn't, but I got really close.
Okay.
And so they kind of just, like, moved to fingering me after that.
Right.
And then I had, like, a vibrator on my clit at that point because, you know, we don't We don't mix holes.
Right. Naturally. You do not mix holes.
You're not supposed to mix holes, ladies and gentlemen. So we don't, we, like, there was that, but, like, and after that, when they put their fingers in me and I had, like, the vibrator, like, I came so hard. It was insane. And, like, while I was coming, I was thinking about what their mouth felt like on my fucking ass. And I was like, oh, man, you gotta do that again.
Does it feel like when they're eating your pussy?
It's like kind of, like, so like kind of, sort of, like how I describe it is like how when somebody puts their mouth on your nipples.
Okay.
And you kind of feel it in your pussy and yeah. you kind of feel it all over and you're like, yeah. oof, that feels really good. Especially when they're like doing it exactly the way that like really get your blood going.
Yeah.
That is what I would compare it to.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And I imagine you have, this is just a crazy question, but do you eat ass?
I do love to eat ass.
Oh, you love. Lex loves to eat ass. That's something that I didn't know.
Especially like a femme. Yeah, obviously I'm obsessed with femmes. We all know that about me at this point.
You know, I, no disrespect here. Mm-hmm. If it was an ass that I would want to eat, mm-hmm. I think Red's ass would be like appropriate to like eat. I'd be like, yeah, go ahead, yeah. actually.
Ugh. Wow, I'm really thinking about that thing now. Yeah, just I don't think that's something that I don't. That's not one of the things that she enjoys. I think it's still one of the things that it's kind of like going down on her pussy, where it's like it kind of tickles.
Okay,
her, which is fine.
It's totally not for every. Fine. Not everything is yeah. for everybody.
And like honestly, I take it as a compliment when a bitch who doesn't really like head is like, this is the closest I've ever gotten to an orgasm via head. To me, oh. Babes,
that'll do it.
That'll do it for me. And let me tell you something. I do not doubt my sexual capabilities ever in my fucking life. And you shouldn't.
Never.
Ever in my fucking life. Out of all the situations I've been in, all of the like sexual exploration activities I've participated in, I do not like doubt myself in any sexual situation at all ever. So.
And you shouldn't.
Yeah. And I find a lot of things sexy that are kind of weird.
Okay, name one thing that you find sexy that's weird.
So like, sometimes when people are eating, like, the way she's looking at me right now. Sometimes the way people are eating, it's not even, like, the fact that they're eating food. It has nothing to do with the fact that they're eating food. It's just, like, how they're eating their food. It's like, damn, you're really
hungry.
Like,
like, damn, bitch.
You're really devouring that shit. Like, I don't know. That's what I think, though. Like, I'm like, wow, I wish I was this taco that you're eating because you just seem to be enjoying it so much that I'm envious of this taco. You know, I think that probably.
I didn't know that you had, like, a feeding fetish.
It's so weird, you know, because, like, you know, on TikTok, they have those videos of, like, people eating all this food, and sometimes I will watch them in their entirety, and sometimes I won't, but, like, I think about it whenever I'm, like, going out to dinner with, like, a partner of any kind. Sometimes, it's not all the time, but there are sometimes when I'm, like, seeing them eat something, and I'm, like, I really wish I was this fork you're eating this food off of right now, because, like, damn, you're, like,
devouring that shit.
Yeah, like what?
Wow. I wonder if you could be a feeder.
Maybe.
Have you heard of that kink before?
No.
Where like people, and I know it wouldn't be necessarily in the context of like, oh, I want to see you get bigger, but like some people just like really okay, like watching their partner like eat and eat and eat to excess, you know?
Yeah. I think there are moments that I really enjoy watching my partner eat, any partner eat. Because, like, yeah. And you know one thing that I said the other day, and I was like, oh, just can't wait for your breath to smell like my pussy the way your breath smells like this fucking food we just ate. Like, you know? Like,
okay. Yeah. Okay.
Eat me the same way you just ate this fucking Korean
That's
food.
That's crazy.
Sorry.
I can't wait for your breath to smell like my pussy. The way your breath smells like birria tacos.
No.
It's crazy.
It'll be like Korean fried chicken, more likely.
Crazy. Like,
sometimes even like, you know, when we were buying Starbucks, like Starbucks ham and Swiss, I'm like, I know you just ate this and I saw how much you enjoyed that. You know what else you would enjoy?
My pussy.
Thank you.
Okay.
Exactly.
Wow. I guess I get it. Like, I guess
Have
I get
it. Have you ever
seen
somebody eat their favorite food and like how...
They devour that shit.
And you're like, damn, Could you recreate this for me, please?
I don't know. I guess I'm just like I have OCD tendencies, and I think that's one of them.
Mm-hmm. She said, "Don't be eating crazy around me."
I'm more of the person that's like, "Oh, you ate that shit crazy? Go brush your teeth."
Yeah.
"Oh, you ate that shit crazy? Go wash your hands."
I don't want you to put your mouth on my pussy right after you didn't
eat. I know, but like where you're thinking, like when you're watching them eat, you're like, "Oh yeah, that would look so good on my pussy." I'm thinking like, "Oh wow, that nigga needs to brush their teeth before they get around this," or like, "Oh, they need to wash their hands before they get around this." It's crazy how our minds just like go into completely different directions.
Yeah, because I also understand like people eating in a way that's like kind of disgusting, and you're like, maybe chew with your mouth closed. Maybe like you're making a huge mess all over yourself.
Yeah. I'm the only one that can make a mess on you.
Yeah. Like what is going on here? So I get what you're saying. I think it's like maybe the lips and like the tongue licking the lips. Maybe it is. I don't know. I think I just like mouth.
I think you do too. Yeah. If there was anything, I think you just like mouth.
Cause you know, I love teeth.
You do.
And I like lips a lot too. So
yeah. And that's how I feel about hands, but at the same time, I'm still like, those hands need to be freshly washed before they get around me and my sensitive biome, okay? Yeah. You know,
maybe it's because I don't have, I'm not super sensitive to things. Maybe that's why.
What do you mean super sensitive? Like you don't have an issue where, like, oh, you're immediately going to get a yeast infection, or, like, you're immediately, congratulations, you're God's favorite.
Hey,
I do is like, okay, am I gonna get a UTI after this? Okay, am I gonna get BV after this? Like, it sucks.
Well, I used to be a really sick teenager, so I just middle schooler / teenager. So I just think that I've gotten all of that out of my system.
Okay,
at this point, so like,
oh, I didn't know there was like a certain amount in your system, but I hope I'm almost done. I hope I'm almost done. Okay. You know, I actually told you that I had a dream the other day.
Yeah.
And I really wanted to share it on the podcast because it was just so crazy. And I think it's funny that
I feel like your dreams are always crazy. When you tell me about what's going on in your dream, I'm like, why would we ever be in that situation?
No, and let me tell you something. Like, if I remember a dream, I guarantee you it is about the end of the world, or it's about like something really major happening that changes the landscape of like America or like where we're living. And we end up having to like fight for our survival with like groups of people. And my groups of people are like rarely ever my parents or my family, which says a lot. It's always like my friends. Like, it's always my people. Like, even friends I haven't seen since college. Like, last night I had a dream of my friends that I haven't seen since college, and we were fighting like the apocalypse together. Like, it's always, always what it is.
Yeah.
So on, I think it was Thursday night, I had a dream. And it's like, it matters what day it was, because that day I had experienced a lot of things in my head, and I think they contributed to my dream.
Yeah.
One was that I definitely masturbated before I went to sleep.
Okay, hell yeah.
So like, let's keep that in mind.
As per usual.
Yeah, most of the time. Yeah. Right now I have a, like, full transparency, I have a huge ingrown that's
really, those are like the worst, like ingrowns on the vulva just really fucks up
it's
the vibe.
It's killing my life, and it's on my mound, it's in the center where my landing strip is.
No.
And like, when I tell you, like, I can feel it in every position I'm in. I can feel it when I go to sleep, I can feel it, like, when I wake
tender,
up it's
swollen.
Tender, that's what it is. It's tender and swollen and irritated, so like, I just don't even want to touch myself. But anyway, Thursday I definitely did touch myself.
Hell yeah.
And that night I had a dream that, like, we were playing hide and seek. So sexy, right?
Okay, continue. I'm invested.
But it was like a hide and seek where, like, it wasn't good if you were found. Like, you would, like, be captured, or you would die or something if you were found.
Like,
so, like,
in Squid Games or some shit.
Kind of.
Yeah.
But wherever I was hiding, like, I don't want to call him my ex, because it was my ex, but it wasn't my, like, the full ex.
Yeah.
It was like a version of him. But okay. I knew it was him because he had the same haircut. And I know that I was stay with me. I know that I was thinking about the haircut because I'm watching 90 Day Fiancé. Yeah. And if anybody's watching 90 Day Fiancé, there's a dude in there. He's a light-skinned dude. He lives in LA. And he has like a shaved sides, and like, he has his hair in a ponytail. And when I tell you, it's identical.
That was your nigga right there.
It's identical. It's disgusting. So every time I watch that show, I'm like, ugh, I can't even like stare at this nigga for too long. It's like, it was just in my brain, right? So it was just like, this light-skinned nigga with that hair. And he was like trying to find me. So when he found me, I was mad. I was pissed. And I was just like going off on the nigga. I was like cussing him out and I was throwing shit and I was screaming and I was like, you ain't shit. You never been shit. You never gonna be shit. Like blah, blah, blah.
Applies.
Applies. And the guy was like, oh, you're not gonna talk to me like that. You need to like shut the fuck up before I like really get on you about shit.
Also applies.
Okay. And I, you know, when I decided I was gonna share this on the pod, I was like, well, and I really wanna stress that this person has never made me feel physically like I had to protect myself.
Okay, good.
Like this person has never made me feel, my ex has never made me feel like he was gonna put his hands on me. Uh-huh. I am just a paranoid bitch. So I feel like every nigga's gonna.
You never know what niggas are capable of.
You don't. And that's what I'm saying. Like, he never made that a thing, but like I made it a thing in my brain. I was like, oh, this nigga will kill me. Oh, this nigga's about to hit me. Like, yeah. But he was never gonna do that. Trust. Anyway. So like he was like, oh bitch, like you need to be careful like how you talk to me, like I'm losing my temper. And I was just like fuck you, fuck your mama, fuck everything you own,
fuck your bitch. Pinky toe, bitch,
you fuck your pinky toe, bitch.
Yeah.
And then like he took something and he threw it at me, and then he grabs me up like in a chokehold like this, uh-huh. And like mind you, he was naked.
Interesting.
So I don't know. I don't know when he became naked, but he was naked at some point.
Okay.
And he like grabbed me up, and he like picked up his hand like he was gonna slap me. And I remember he was like, "I'm about to beat the shit out of you." And bitch,
you were so horny about it.
I remember smiling in the dream.
Yes.
And I remember being so ashamed that I was smiling in the dream that I wanted to get beat up by this nigga, that my mother was in the corner of the room and she saw it all. She was like, are you shitting me? Like, why are you on your knees right now, bitch? In my dream, oh my mom God. Saw me like craving this nigga. But get this.
Okay.
Because you know what I told you about this man, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Instead of it being him that was kneeling me down, it turned into the biggest, fattest, shiniest, dark skin ass dick I've ever seen in my life. And I think it's hilarious that he snatched me up, put me on my knees, and I was about to, like, I was, like, here for it. And then he transformed into the nigga I really wanted, which is a big black cock. And I think that comes from the fact that I was masturbating before I went to sleep.
Because it's like, this is your dream, but also we know you were looking at BBCs before, like, you went to sleep. So maybe instead of like making it all terrible, we'll just sprinkle in a little
like
something
a sprinkle
for you.
Sprinkle.
Yeah.
Like, cause it was him like right in front of me and I was kneeling down, like looking up, like, fuck, slap the shit out of me. Honestly, please. I need it. I need to get put back on track.
Yes.
And then immediately he like transformed into a big black dick. And I was like, even better.
Salivating.
Thank you. This is what I really wanted.
Salivating.
My okay. God.
It's and like I, kissing, like bowing, kissing the ball.
Literally. And like, I hate feeling that way about niggas. And like, I was just talking to somebody about how like, how much I'm so glad I'm just not around niggas like I used to be, yeah, at all in any capacity. Like my friends, not around like they used to be.
Yeah.
Like, I am just so not around niggas. I love it. But in this case, I was craving some nigga energies, and it came to me.
Yeah.
Bitch, I woke up like fiending. I was like,
not like scratching like the mom in Holiday Heart.
I was just like, I couldn't breathe. I was like, oh my God, I want a big
some
black
BBC.
Cock to like.
I want some Pornhub BBC.
I want some Pornhub BBC so bad. And yeah. I was so ashamed of it because my mom was there. And like, she pops up immediately when I feel shame. So
you know what? That speaks a lot about what kind of wounds you got, bitch.
But it was such a good dream, honestly. Like, first of all, it felt cathartic that I was cussing that nigga out.
Yeah,
like I was just like going in on the nigga, and I knew everything I said like hit something, because I was like, oh, I should shut the fuck up. I should really shut the fuck up, but I just didn't.
I just feel like we should take a bat to somebody's car.
And
or,
we do.
Or if they don't got a car, then maybe like their associate's car.
Their associate's car, so they can't get to work.
So then they feel super bad.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, damn, bro. I ain't mean for my shit to mess with
damn,
your shit.
Damn, nigga.
Yeah, now both of y'all fucked up. Look at you.
All I know is like, it wasn't a nightmare for sure. And it wasn't a daydream for sure.
Yeah.
But it was somewhere in between where I was like, damn, I'm kind of happy I had that. Because, like, but my pussy was ringing all day. And thankfully, so my nigga was feeling the same way. And I went over there and I got the dick that I needed to get.
Hell yeah.
In order to forget about that dream.
And then had a peaceful sleep.
Then I had a very, very peaceful sleep.
Yes.
Yeah.
We were just talking about, like, dreams and stuff. And I was talking about how, like, I don't have, like, dreams of fantasies, really. I have dreams of, like, past sexual experiences. Mm. And so, like, sometimes they plague me because it's, like, sometimes it's, like, bitch, the moment has passed, you know. The moment is done and gone. Like, why are you still thinking about it? And then some of it is, like, even just, like, sometimes it'll be people that I don't really, like, I'm not sexually attracted to it at all. And sometimes they're just watching me get fucked in, like, a sexual dream. So then when I see them, I'm like,
you was watching me bust it open.
Like, what were you doing there? That's what I want to know.
That's so interesting.
And then sometimes it'll be, like, a sex flashback. And, like, while I'm awake, I can't remember what the flashback is. But in my sleep, oh, I'm, like, remembering it 100% of the time. And one of the main ones that is, like, always in a dream is this day after a concert when I was supposed to be at home with my partner, and I was not at home with my partner. I was in a car fogging up windows right outside of a Whataburger in between two vans for hours. Missed, like, four calls because I was just so hands deep in puss, you know. That is one that for sure is, like, on replay. Like, maybe
you have memory dreams.
It's so crazy. Wow. Because, like, when I'm awake, I'm like, oh, I only remember that happened. I don't remember, like, I remember, like, kind of what happened, but I don't remember the details of what happened. But, like, if I'm sleeping and I'm having a dream about it, oh, bitch, I, like, am remembering, like, details. And then I'll wake up and I'll replay it in my head for maybe, like, 10, 15 minutes. And then after that, it's gone out of my memory. So, like, but this particular one, I think because it was such a, like, monumental moment with this person and also with my the ex at the time, I think that is probably why it, like, comes up. And again, like, I don't know how we even got parked between two vans and a Whataburger parking lot for, like, 2 or 3 hours, like, fucking. I don't know how that happened. Like, I don't know. I don't even remember how I got there. But I just remember that we got there. That was a moment. And that's, like, one thing that I think of. So
maybe your brain is telling you need to fuck in between two vans at a Whataburger for hours again.
I guess so. But, you know, I actually haven't had car sex in, like, a while.
So. I just had car sex the other fucking day.
And I do love that for you, you know? I really, really do love that for you. Because, you know, like, threesome in a car, checked off, okay? Windows cracked even. People walking by even.
It is what, you know, it is. So, I mean, you shouldn't have taken that way to get back to your car after a night at the neighborhood.
Yeah, night at Sue Ellen's will really do it to you. And what the craziest part is that it was on the same street as Sue Ellen's. Like, it was only, yeah, like, a stop sign down.
Just,
like,
right down the street.
You could literally see Sue Ellen's from the car driver's side window.
To be a budding gay, yeah, in your mid-20s.
Because we were really out here popping puss, for real. Real queer coochie popping.
Listen, I really just didn't give a fuck. Mm-hmm. And I definitely do now.
Yeah, just.
I definitely do now. But I wish I didn't. Can I say that? Mm-hmm. Like, I wish I didn't give a fuck. I
think one thing that I'm, like, really paranoid about that keeps me from having, like, casual queer sex is, like, the rate in which people have, like, chlamydia, gonorrhea.
My God. Like.
Like. Syphilis, like, things like that. The times that, like, so many queer people have those, that is actually the paranoia from that is what keeps me from being just out here and doing whatever.
Yeah.
And I also think that is why I cling so much to, like, familiarity and, like, having sex with people that I know are also getting tested and also being safe.
Yeah.
Because it's like, at least I know you, and at least, like, we talk about sexual practices a lot. And if you're friends with me and Courtney, one thing that you will hear from us again, we don't just preach that getting tested every 3 months, 6 months, and a year. We don't just preach that here on the podcast. We definitely even say that to our friends. That is something we live and breathe. So, you know, like having that and like knowing how many people in the queer community actually don't get tested, especially lesbians, because they're like, oh, well, I can't really get anything from like eating.
Maybe that's not true. Like,
it's not true.
I could show you the Carfax. That's not true. Yeah.
And like, it's not true. And then on top of like, just how things lay dormant for so long that you could be getting tested every 6 months, like me. Mm-hmm. And still come up with something on your test, and like
things lay dormant until they don't, and then things don't just go away,
and
so. They don't,
and like even if it was laying dormant, the doctor couldn't even tell you like when you got it. So, yeah. I appreciate my dreams a lot for like kind of indulging in my fantasies and like giving me a little slideshow, but at the same time, it's like you are making me remember
when life was good.
Yeah. And we were carefree like a Lana Del Rey song.
God damn. It was really like my life was like a Lana Del Rey song. There you go.
What's the American Dream? Whichever one American Dream I think is.
Oh, no, you're thinking of that song American by Lana Del Rey.
Whatever album that's on.
Okay.
That's what life felt like.
Okay. That is Dark Paradise. I don't know, remember what it was called.
I think that's her first album.
Yeah, it's her, but there was a deluxe version that Gods and Monsters, and it had like two different versions. Yeah. There was like one that had like Blue Jeans and like Born to Die on it. And then there was one that had like Dark Paradise, Gods and Monsters, You're No Good for Me. Diet Mountain Dew.
Diet Mountain Dew.
We were such Lana Del Rey bitches.
We were.
I wish I knew you when I was in high school, because like it really would have been on.
I want to let you know, if I knew you in high school, we would have gotten in so much trouble. And I only
I believe it. And oh my God, thank
we
God.
We would have gotten in so much trouble because of gay things. Not Definitely. Even because like we were causing mischief. It's like, why are you in the band room when no one's there making out in a corner?
100%, because like, when I tell you, like, there were parts of my life where I was doing that in high school.
Yeah.
And it was very hidden and very few and far between, because there was only three gay people in the whole grade. But let me tell you something. We would have really, we would have really openly, lit the high school on fire.
I was openly out and queer in high school. Like, I would show up to school in this, like, maroon shirt with this white writing that said, nobody knows I'm a lesbian. And they sent me to the office one day for it. And my principal was like, I don't understand what's wrong with your shirt. And I was like, you're right.
Wow, I love that.
I don't
that.
Understand what's wrong with my shirt
That's
either.
That's so sweet. I love that.
Yeah. And it was a hot black woman. So hot that somebody in our senior class spray painted on the cafeteria windows, Mrs. Harris is so hot. Like, literally spray painted it on the school building.
Do you kind of, like, miss being a high school student where, like, your horniness was almost so uncontrollable that you could just do shit like that and, like, it would make sense in your brain?
Sometimes, yeah. Because, like, I think about how I used to, like, grind my pussy on, like, anything. Like, anything. And now I'm an adult, and I'm like, you know, grinding my pussy on things feels good, but like it doesn't feel so good for me to be like grinding it on like the edge of my bed, on the edge of a sofa, on the edge of a pillow, on the edge of the tub, on the edge of the bathroom counter, like literally anywhere I could grind my pussy on. I was like, oh yes, I need this pressure and I need this friction.
Now that you watch, like, I know you've been watching Twitter porn, but, like, I'm a Twitter porn advocate. My partner loves Twitter porn, and so, like, it's just really gotten me involved in Twitter porn. Mm-hmm. I love Ebony Lesbians.
Yes.
There are so many videos I see where, like, bitches are masturbating mm-hmm. in different ways that they do that.
Yeah.
And one of them happens to be, like, humping a pillow, humping a couch, humping a bed, whatever.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, my God, I need to do that. But there's something so strange to me about living with somebody, even though they would never enter my bedroom without asking.
Yeah.
I cannot bring myself to do that. And I'm like, oh, I can't wait till I live by myself again. I'm going to be masturbating everywhere. I'm going to be humping pillows like a rabid dog.
Yeah.
Ugh.
I think that, like, sometimes I do think that, but I think, like, I don't know. I think me as an adult, I want to rub my pussy on things, but like, I want to rub my pussy on a person more than a thing, you know? So it's like, give me your arm, like your forearm. Oh, please. I just imagined pussy on my forearm and I kind of went to another realm. But like, pussy on the forearm, wet pussy on the forearm, baby, I'll just hold it like this. Like, I'm sorry. Yo, nothing better than a wet pussy, okay? Amen?
There's really not much better than a wet pussy. Mine or others.
Yeah. Hey, I second the statement.
You know, it is what it is.
Absolutely.
Wow. I am so far removed from my horniness.
I feel like sometimes you have to kind of suppress it a little. So it would make sense that, like, in those moments you kind of disconnect from it so you don't focus on it too much.
It's all coming back. And I wish I could say I'm being dramatic when I say, like, I literally don't know what to do with myself right now. Wow.
My bad. Sorry.
And, you know, I remember, like, the high school shit just reminded me of, like, when I was doing in high school, and I'm like,
I was such a horny spaz.
That would hit right now. If I wouldn't change a thing. Yeah, I would go back and I would just have it just like I had it in the most awkward, way. Oh, man. And bitch, also, like, there used to, like, be a different level of horny.
Yeah.
Like, when you were younger. And, like, I would just, like, my mom would pick me up from school. And I would just be soaked.
Yeah.
Because, from the, like, day I had, because some girl came in.
Yes, because you've been talking to cute girls all day.
Or some person in theater told me to neck them. I didn't know what necking was, but I found out that day, bitch. It's like, I don't know if you guys know what necking is, or if you guys were prone to necking in high school, but it's like when, this was in theater, so if you weren't a theater kid, maybe you don't know about necking. It's like when you put, like, your neck on somebody else's neck.
And,
like,
you, like, move.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And you just, like, thrust. Mm! That used to get me so wet.
Yeah, I used to do this thing where, like, I would just, like, I don't know how to describe it. Like, I was a little very horny lesbian in high school. And I think actually one of my favorites is this girl that I was kind of, like, not dating but dating. And Courtney knows the story, but we would sit and watch movies in our child development class. Hashtag, I'm sorry, Miss Millard. And my friend would, like, put her back, like, on my right, on my right boob. And then I would reach my hand underneath her right arm. And I would put my hands in her pants. And I would, like, rub her pussy until she came. Like, for a whole class period. Just, like, back to back. Whole class period, back to back. So, yeah, definitely a different kind of horny bitch. Because what do you mean we're watching Mean Girls
in the classroom?
I'm watching Mean Girls and
your hand is whole up my leg in the middle of in the back of the class,
and not even up your leg, Courtney. And, like, in your pants, like, unbuttoned your pants.
What's crazy is, like,
the pants
when you're doing that. Like, and I'm having flashbacks as well. Like, I thought, oh, nobody can see this.
Yeah,
but as an adult, I'm seeing that happening, and I'm like, oh, they're fucking in the back of my class.
But I will say, though, that we sat in the very, very back of the class. The way that the classroom was is that, like, where the projector was to the right of where everybody sat. And then the front of the class was, like, straight direct to your left. Like, if you were moving from, like, it was, like, straight ahead. And the teacher's desk was, like, in the front to the left. So it's like she literally couldn't see
you.
There was only one time we got caught, and we got caught by one of the male students. And because for some reason men really find me to be an ally to them, because I'm just,
I don't
really
know why, because I'm the, like, opposite.
And I think it's just because I'm, like, so chill, you know. Yeah. I think that's really what it is.
Yeah, you're
for
so
the
chill.
For the most part, I'm pretty, especially as in high school, I was pretty chill.
Okay,
so I think that they would misconstrue that as, like, just being, like, a really nice, really sweet girl, you know. And I was perfect attendance. I was A's and B's. I was a teacher's pet, all of that. But this one guy who caught me that day, and, like, the only reason he caught me is because he looked over, and, like, I could see him, like, wait a minute.
What's, like, going, he's on? Trying to figure out.
And here's
head.
And here's why. It's because the girl was, like, building up, like, almost.
She's starting to
orgasm.
Move a little bit more and, like, breathe a little, like, bit harder.
Exactly. So he caught us at just, like, the perfect time. And after that, I remember there was this one guy that came to me, and we were also friends, but he was also friends with the guy who caught us. And he was like, oh my God, like, bro, I want to let you know, like, dabbed me up. You a real ass nigga. I want to let you know you a real ass nigga. And I didn't know what he was talking about. At the time, I didn't know what he was talking about. Now that I think about it, I'm like, that nigga snitched on me, and now all his friends are over here looking at me crazy.
Now, I hear you when you say, like, there's no way the teacher could have saw because the teacher was, like, on the other side of the room. Right.
And, like,
right.
grading papers and, like, very engrossed in her own
computer. No, I get it.
I
get it. I get it. I get it. I get it. I get it. I get all that, right? So, I don't know, like, how much you got in trouble, like, with your mom, right?
I didn't.
Okay. And I understand that. Mm-hmm. So, like, when I was younger, there was a lot of things that I would lie about or, like, try to get away with. Like, whether it was, like, oh, I didn't get my progress report. I lost it. And I must have taken it out at lunch. And somebody, the janitor, picked it up and threw it away.
Yeah.
Whatever it is. I thought I was, like, oh, yeah, that makes a lot of sense in my fucking head. Why would that person? But, like, as an adult now, and, like, I see it on TikTok, like, you know, because now parents will just post their kids and their lies on TikTok.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh my God, I literally had the exact same lie when I was growing up. And it's very obvious that I was lying, or it's very obvious that, like, I wasn't going to get caught, or it's very obvious, or I was going to get caught. It's very obvious that, like, I was sneaking out. Like, but to me, I couldn't see that. But as an adult, I'm like, these kids are in the corner fucking in my class.
I'm sorry. Five full desks with four to six students at each desk. Like, it's like one of those long picnic tables. And so I'm at the very last one. I'm at the fifth table. There's four more tables, another space, and then there's the teacher's desk. And whenever we would be watching movies, she taught two different subjects. So she would be using that to lesson plan or to grade papers or anything
like
that.
I mean, you know, public school, there's just not much you can really do about that.
And again, like, the other, like, any other time was when we were on a school trip, but, like, you know, I mean, if I'm sitting in the back of the bus, how are you going to see me behind all these bus seats? And also, I know that these girls are fighting, but it has nothing to do with the fact that I told both of them they could sleep in my bed. Like, you know, my teacher literally
was just so horny.
Before this specific trip, the teacher was literally like, you know, I know I have to have these conversations with the boys, but, you know, you are such a great student and you're just such a great helper. And I don't really feel like I need to have this conversation with you. But please let me know right now if we need to have a serious conversation about what is and isn't acceptable on a school trip. And I was like, no, like, I would never.
Oh my God, I would never finger these bitches in the school bus.
And then literally two girls got into a fight because I told both of them before we left on the trip that one of them could stay in my room and sleep in my bed with me.
I wonder what it would have been like to, like.
That's not like, Courtney, we would have gotten in so much trouble.
So much trouble. I actually needed to go to the school that I went to.
Yeah.
Luckily, it was just me and this other bad bitch
that
was in it to win it. And I miss her so much. Every day I'm like, man.
I wonder what she's doing.
I mean, like, I kind of know because, like, we're still, like, connected on socials or whatever.
Uh-huh.
I'll tell you later. But anyway. Anyway, I get it. Wow. Wow. High school is just such a, like, a monumental time for little gabies.
Especially because it's like we still have the same hormones. They're just directed at a different gender.
And it's easier to access. And it's easier much to access. Easier to access. Because there were sleepovers and there was basketball games and, you know, lock-ins and school trip, field trips. Like, all of that. Like, it's just easier.
And because you're girls, they're not assuming anything is happening. No,
they're not. Even though
I made out with a girl in the shower in the locker room and, like, you know?
Yeah.
But at the same time, I did get bullied for being gay in the locker room.
Because it was 2012, 2010. Yeah. Like, if you were in high school now, Lex, you would be the king of the school, literally. Like, nobody would be making fun of you. All these bitches are gay and non-binary now. Mm-hmm. Fabulous. I would love to be back in high school.
Just for like, 2 months.
2 months. No, nothing more than that.
No more than a 6 weeks.
Don't make me have to take my ACT.
Don't, bitch, I'm not doing it.
Wow, being a little baby gay or being just being, like, honestly, just being a teenager and, like, figuring out what you are. I know you kind of always knew.
Yeah.
I think so did I but
came
like.
Out in the, I came out in the sixth grade in the girls' bathroom to my friends Marilyn and Rosa and Samantha. And after sixth grade, it was because a boy tried to kiss me and it was so repulsing that I went and cried to my math teacher. I was like,
it is not supposed to be like this.
Oh my God. I was so distraught. Like, I don't think you understand how distraught I was because a boy kissed me and said that he liked me. Like, I was so distraught. Like, it was crazy. And in kindergarten, me being distraught over my best girlfriend choosing to take a guy's Valentine over the Valentine I gave her, distraught. I've always been gay. I'm sorry. Like, every time I think about it and I think about little moments like that, I'm like, I was destined to be, like, just queer, pro-femme, pro-girl, pro-black. Like, I was just
destined to be that.
Yeah.
Bitch. I wish I could say I can relate. I always definitely knew, like, I liked girls, but because I liked boys, I just felt, I feel the same way about girls as I do about boys, but I just didn't have the vocabulary. I didn't. But, and like, I was doing those things. Yeah. I was doing those things in kindergarten. I was doing those things in fifth grade. I was doing those things in ninth grade, 10th grade, 12th grade. But, like, it just didn't I wish that I could say, like, oh, yeah, I was gay. Like, I knew I was gay from the minute. But it was more just, like, I knew I just liked to fuck everybody. Yeah. I just thought I was a slut.
Just, and, like, that is society gay shaming you, Courtney. That is society gay shaming you.
I
want to
fuck him. I want to fuck her. I want to fuck everybody in this goddamn school.
Everybody is sexy, and I want to throw him some puss. I feel that.
And wish that I did.
There was a group of girlfriends that they're still girlfriends now. And let me tell you something. I would let all of them run a little choo-choo on my ass. I'm saying.
That's crazy.
And the
a
fact
little
that,
sleepover.
And the fact that they're still friends is, like, so crazy to me. Because I'm like, I had a girl crush on every single one of you.
And let me tell you something. I bet you your 10-year reunion, which both of our 10-year reunions technically, like, should be coming up. I know. I don't know if either one of our schools have, like...
I'm in a Facebook group right now, so we'll see what happens.
Yeah, and that, like, some the class president from my class said the same thing. Like, we're going to start a Facebook group and, like... But who knows? But anyway, I'm just like, think about, like, them bitches now. If you were to come onto them hoes now, how many could you end up fucking?
Most of them have children. Actually,
okay, what does that mean?
Wait. There's one in particular.
Gay bitches love kids.
That's true. There's one. There's like one or two in particular that I think would definitely, like,
definitely hit.
Entertain the idea. Absolutely.
Yeah, I would say 3 out of 5.
Yeah.
Huh. Anyway. Well.
Cross his legs multiple directions.
I think this is like we're almost done with January, so we have a few episodes out by now. So I hope you're really enjoying season 3. We're just trying to make it more chill, just more, vibe.
Yeah, more chill, more like personable, so you can also get to know like us. Who we are, because I know that our last 2 seasons have been a lot about like just sexual facts
and information.
Like, and information. So definitely trying to have it a little more lax this season. Have a lot more guests on. So of course, if you are interested in being a guest on The Pleasure's All Yours, please go ahead and check the link in the bio on our Instagram @allyourpleasures_. We do have a Jot form where you can put in like what topics you have. If you don't put something you want to fucking talk about, if you say,
bitch, I will skip over
whatever
so
you guys want to talk about,
I will delete.
We are
delete,
not
delete,
looking
delete
at those ones, like, because we already come with all the materials. So it's like, if you're wanting to be a guest, I would hope that you would have something
just a general idea, because if you just tell us a general idea, we'll take that and like run an episode from it. But I don't want to hear like, oh, whatever you guys want to talk about, because I could do that without you.
Yeah.
I could do that with my best friend, Lex.
Yeah.
We could do that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, you know, if you're listening to us on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, whatever day it is, make sure you go ahead and like, subscribe, leave us a review, follow us on Instagram @allyourpleasures_, as well on TikTok, Threads, just about anywhere. It is allyourpleasures_. Mm-hmm. It was a great little episode talking to you about our little queer experiences /dreams.
Yeah.
And we will see you next fucking week. Bitch. Bye. Bye.